Hi, did you know that there are over 250 deaths a year due to medical error? So that would be 684 per day of fuck-ups that all doctors and do to their patients. Isn't that crazy? Working in the, you know, because I work in the medical field, and I can definitely agree to that because I've heard it from patients left and right. So it's kind of shocking, you know, people make mistakes. I mean, you would think that even doctors would be perfect, or like they would have their shit together all the time like they do in all these shows, but they don't. That's why I always say, please advocate for yourself, because you never know. You never know, because a doctor can't speak for what your pain tolerance is. They don't know shit sometimes either. So they just kind of go by the books, and sometimes there aren't things that are going to happen that they don't know about. So welcome to an episode of Never Mind a Broadcast, and I'm your host, Izzy Smott. So I just came back from playing my first show last night in New Haven, and it was my first sober show that I've done in probably about 15 years. Actually ever, because I've never played without a beer in my hand or a drink. So it was amazing. I didn't think I could be able to do it. So I'm actually proud of myself, because it was a great show. You know, my band Ghetto Bird played, and you know, it was our first show, so there were some hiccups there, but we added a saxophone player, and it just gave this whole new life to these songs. Because we have two guitars, a drummer, and now a saxophone player, if he decides to stay with us or not, we're not sure. But it's really cool because it's different than what I've done. You know, it's not like all the other stuff that I've done before where it's just like fast, hard punk rock. I mean, yeah, it's still punk rock, but it's not like, more like we're actually trying to incorporate a different sound in there. That's what I like about it. Once we have music, we're gonna record soon, we'll release it. I'll probably release a song or two here, you know, so you guys can listen to it. I mean, it's pretty cool how this is the most different I've ever sounded before in my life. So I'm happy about that. And if you guys want to have my band play, please make sure it's a matinee show. I don't want to do late night gigs. I'm old. So this first band coming up, they're from New Haven. They're called Haunting Titans, and they're a punk new wave band. And the song is called Hey Girl. So oh my God, when I listened to this song, I was fucking in stitches, because not only is it awesome, but it definitely reminded me of the times that I played a show and then you have these creepy old guys just making these weird comments to you. Like, they would never do that to a guy, but of course they see a girl and they're like, well, anything goes. So let me make these weird, creepy comments trying to hit on you when they're not successful and they're probably married with two children and they're miserable in their marriage. So then they try to hit on these girls that are in bands because they figure, why not? It's just weird, but I understand. Like, this song, I was fucking dying. I was like screaming like, yes, that's me. So this song is called Hey Girl by Haunting Titans.
Hey girl. Ever told you that before? You know, I really like your style. Are you like one of those alternative girls or something? You know, I noticed you from all the way over there. So are you like with the band or something? With me. But once we do, we're gonna jam in his garage, like, all the time. It's the same thing, right? You sound just like Janis Joplin. I love Stevie Nicks! Oh, it's a punk band? You should dye your hair like that girl in that band. It's like a punk band. I would think it was so hot if you dyed your hair pink like that girl in that punk band. You know the one. Excuse me, Mitch. It's a $10 cover. We don't care if your boyfriend's in the band, ma'am. No exceptions. Hey, I thought you guys sounded great tonight. The guys were awesome. But what I really wanted to tell you was... Excuse me, miss? It's a $10 cover. No exceptions, you know. What I really wanted to tell you was... that I just think that you are so, excuse me, miss, excuse me, no exceptions, girl. What I really wanted to tell you was that I just think that you are so, excuse me, miss, excuse me, I just think that you are so, excuse me. Excuse me, I just think that you are so, excuse me, I just think that you are so, excuse me, I just think that you are so
show, you could just get an Uber, bitch.
So that was Hey Girl.
Compton
Titans, and this next band, they're from Hudson Valley. They're called Ramona Lane, and they're a rhythm and punk band. I definitely would describe them as more of the indie type punk band, but they're definitely an awesome band to check them out. So this song is called What Can I Say. Check this band out. They have some new music coming out soon. Follow them out everywhere and check it out. So this is What Can I Say by Ramona Lane.
Well, I miss listening to records and kissing your neck until it hurts. Screaming out bad words. You walk backwards on the couch. But I think that I know now. I think I figured it all out. I let you down and now you see right through that smile of faith. I keep on pushing, but I won't leave. And I can't breathe unless you're here. Well, I miss going to car shows. You've been a girl with all her clothes. But damn it if I know. They lose their way when we got home. And it's watching movies. Sprawling the nest of your duvet. And we're feeling groovy. Girl, what can I say? say, but I think that I know now. I think I figured it all out. But I fell down and now I see right through that zone of voice you use. I'm no more gonna lose because I'm free. Now I see that it's just
me. So that was What Can I Say by Ramona Wayne. And this next band are from Albany, New York, called Girth Control. And they're a ska punk band, and they wrote a song about Scottish Dave. So, if you haven't heard about Scottish Dave, where the fuck have you been? It's a place in Connecticut. It's in Clinton, Connecticut, and they do punk shows there, and it's run by Scottish Dave and his wife, Phyllis. And I played there multiple times. When I was back to drinking days when I was in Dan Broads, I played there so many times, and they would get you fucked up. Like, there was a time that I played, and I think I did an acapella version of Total Eclipse of the Heart on stage, and I didn't give a shit because they gave me a shit ton of shots to try, so I went for it, which is probably why I'm kind of glad I'm not drinking right now, because I don't have to do any acapella versions of anything anymore to make a complete ass of myself. But still, Scottish Dave is a great bar. It's a great place. It's just very, like, supportive. I'm of punk bands, of the scene. I mean, I would definitely highly suggest anybody that is looking for to play shows to play there. I mean, it's definitely one of the best places. It is far from me. It is like an hour or something. So I live in, you know, it's kind of weird because Connecticut, like, you know, depending on where you go, it could be half hour to, like, you know, an hour. But I can't complain because there are some people that travel hours to go to a punk show. Like I'm telling you, like 4 or 6 hours because there's nothing in their area. So, like, we, you know, I can definitely say I'm pretty lucky that I can just go and, you know, see a show or play a show, and it's, you know, I'm not driving 6 hours away just to have, you know, just to see a punk show, which some people have to do that, especially in the Midwest. Because I remember when I toured, a lot of people would travel and they would drop everything to go to a punk show and spend 6 hours in a row just to see a band and go home. It's crazy, but that's how strong people care about in the scene over there. So with Scottish Dave's, it's so cool they did this song, Girth Control, and they're an awesome band. They've been around for a while. I think my band played with them a couple of times, super talented. And I'm happy. When I heard the song, and I just started smiling. I was like, oh my gosh, like, this is how it is, and I love it. So it's a Scottish Dave by Girth Control.
Yeah. swine, refuse to leave your trough. You'll get me there this evening, you bastards. Bugger off.
So that was Scottish Dave by Girth Control, and this next band are from Brooklyn, New York. They're a hardcore punk band called Devoted, and they've released an album called Shit for Brains. I love the album, the name of the album, because and the art too. I was dying laughing when I saw it. It was so funny. This song is called I Feel Like Shit, and I don't feel like shit today, but when I do feel like shit, I can understand the emotion of this song. And band is definitely reminiscent of early Black Flag for me, and I just definitely think it sounds, I love that era of punk rock where it's just like, I mean, yeah, you have the early 70s, but like when it was that 80s like hardcore sound, I love it, especially when it's not like so it for me, it's like the Minor Threat Black Flag sound that I love, that it isn't so heavy that it's like bro-core about it, like, which is fine, but like I love that it's this type of punk, this type of hardcore punk style. So I Feel Like Shit by Demoted. So that was I Feel Like Shit by Demoted, and we're at the last song of the episode. This band is called Knee. They're from Brisbane, Australia, and they're a garage hardcore band. And what I like about them is that they have the reverb vocals, and it's just like very heavy, not heavy, but it's just like very, I just love their style. I just like their style, that mixing hardcore and garage. I think that is so cool, infusing those two together. And this song is called Sweaty and Alone. You know, it's tough being sweaty and alone. Maybe if you have deodorant, it will clear that problem up, but that's okay. But yeah, so this band is great. They're called Knee, you know, because they're the bee's knees. Absolutely. Yes, I went corny, and I will make all the dad jokes forever until the day I die. But thanks again for you guys, you know, to you guys for listening, checking out my show, spreading the word, and it's really cool. It's really cool when I meet you guys out, like out and about, and like you guys come up and say you love my show. It means a lot. It really does. So I'll keep doing this for you guys. We'll keep listening. And again, if you want to send me music, izzysmut@gmail.com. You can definitely email me your songs. Don't even ask, just do it. And I'll check it out and see if it works with the episode. And thanks to the listeners. Thanks to the people supporting. And again, this is Knee, and the song is Sweaty Alone. Brought out.